We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. It's Titillation Tuesday.
Yes.
Oh, what, is it
totally
time?
Forgot. It's time, yes. Don't ever sleep on Titillation Tuesday. Those are, is it waning? Is Titillation Tuesday waning?
I hope not. I kind of enjoy it.
I have a hard time with Titillation Tuesday.
Hard time enjoying it or finding material?
I have a hard time enjoying it because some of it I think is too, what's the
too
word?
Too risque?
Too risque, mm-hmm. Yes. The article I saw today on Titillation Tuesday is about a woman we've talked about before. In fact, a year ago. She is from Australia. Her name is Annie Knight, and she is a social media influencer and a big person on OnlyFans.
Oh, okay.
You know, really puts it out there. 27 years old.
She's a content creator is what she is.
Extremely attractive and 27 years old and, I mean, just gorgeous. And last year, the reason we talked about her is because in 2023, she had a goal of sleeping with 365 men, and she accomplished it. And we talked about her. And it was like, now, is this slutty, or is it, hey, this is my body? You know, that was the question.
Is it girl power?
Is it girl power, or is it slutty? Well, she thought...
Is it all straight sex? I mean, male?
Yeah, it's all male. Partners? It's all male, yeah. As far as I know, she's heterosexual. But she...
And everybody's everything in the OnlyFans world, right?
Well, yeah, I guess. But, I mean, she talks about sleeping with a lot of men. Yeah. And so she accomplished her goal. I think we talked about her when she did that. She got 365. And at the time, and I vaguely remember this, she said, now, my goal for 2024 is to sleep with 600 men.
Now, there's no sleeping involved at this point.
No, you're just...
This is just the act.
Just sexing around now. Now, is she slutty or is it girl power? Okay, because now we're getting real.
Well, it's hard because, and I think most men would do this, they'd be like, what a slut. Mm. But if possible, completely sleep with her.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She is gorgeous.
Of course.
But would you sleep with somebody who has slept with, and I mean, 365 men in a year, and now here we are almost.
Well, there can't be any connection. I mean, you're just a number.
Yeah.
It's all you are.
To her.
Of course. But, I mean, STDs, you know? You know what I'm talking
does
about?
Does she make... does she go through 600 condoms?
She does. She makes them show a thing that they're STD free, and you have to sign
you
up.
You have to show your papers.
You have to show your papers, and you have to sign
no
up.
No condoms.
To have sex with her. She does do a condom.
I'm sure she makes everyone use a condom.
You'd have to.
Not listed, but I'm sure she does. And she says, you know, you have to show your papers that you are STD free. She's in the news today because she's given an update on where she is. In her quest to sleep with 600 men this year.
Here we are in late September. Is she tracking?
She just hit 400. So she has... She's going to be close, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's going to be close. Now, she's got to average 1.6 men per day. So it's almost... You know, she's got to sleep with two a day, basically.
Easier than you think. In this world that she's in, there's dudes signing up left and right.
And
she can have a full day.
And you could probably... Do you think it counts if it's... The same guy more than once? Or does she need 600 different?
I think she's doing 600 different men. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 600 people.
I think what you're thinking is this: these are long-lasting events.
No.
You know, somebody comes over at 9.
Mm-hmm.
They leave by 10. You've still got a whole day ahead of you. And then you just have your day. And then around 6 or 7, the next guy that signed up, you invite him over for an hour. You still got your evening.
Yeah, but my
God. And I bet it's not even an hour. I bet it's 30 minutes.
Well, okay. But you're talking... I mean... My God.
See, you're looking... The problem with you is you want to be titillated, but you also want connection. Mm. There's no connection here. It's
no,
just the...
It's a transaction.
Yeah, it's 30 minutes.
Do we think... Do we know if this woman is putting any of this up on her OnlyFans page?
She does. Yeah.
So all these anonymous dongs.
They have to agree in their paperwork. They have to agree
just
to be...
Dong after dong after dong.
But
they have to decide that they're going to be on her OnlyFans having sex with her.
We're so past, people are into so many things now that we're, people probably, I bet she had 10,000 guys sign up.
Well, you're right. She said it's way easier than I thought it would be to get to 400. The only thing holding her back is she's tired.
It's tired.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And this is, it's Titillation Tuesday, and this is, what I'm about to say is graphic. Mm-hmm. I'll warn you.
Mm-hmm.
I would bet half the guys don't finish.
What do you mean they don't finish?
I bet she puts a time limit on it. Says you got 30 minutes.
30 is way too much in my mind.
Maybe 15 because I think they get performance anxiety.
They might.
But they're in the biz, don't you think?
Maybe not.
I assume most of these guys are in the biz. You're not just getting college boys or you know, divorced
dads. Well, I don't know about that because she is gorgeous. I mean, she's really attractive.
Yeah, and, but look, you know what you're signing up for.
Well, you do, but if you are a college, if you're 20 and don't have a girlfriend.
Or it may take you 5 minutes then.
Well, of course that. But I'm saying if you see a hot woman and it says, hey, come and I'll have sex with you just to have sex. You know, it's you don't have to pay.
Where do I go? Well, you'll see the line.
Right. I mean, it's not like you're getting a prostitute. You don't have to pay.
It is like you're getting a prostitute.
Well, I mean, it is, but for free. And it's a gorgeous woman for free. But yes, she is.
I think we're talking industry pros here. I don't know. We're getting Joes.
You don't think
it's just pros.
Well, you mean like people who perform the sex acts themselves.
Yeah, men who get paid for it.
Men who get paid for it.
Or men content creators of their own. We've had people who call the show that are content creators.
Well, you may be right, but don't you think some just college guys or bachelor parties are like, let's just go do it. You don't think so?
No.
Not even one.
I think some of the people with her are just your... Maybe
six pack.
Your amateur
guy off street.
That's what I thought. Yeah, that's what I thought.
But they have to be willing to put their face out there, which is a lot.
Well,
you're asking a lot.
No, that's a deal breaker for most.
She'll blur their face. You have to be on, but she'll blur your face. But your genitals have to be on, and you have to. I mean, it's a sex act that they're going to perform on OnlyFans. But she says some of them want their face blurred, which she will do that. She started taking applications from her followers where they can apply to have sex with her. And she said she was overwhelmed with how many wanted to.
I'm sure they would say, I'd love to do it.
Yes.
But when it comes to pardon the phrase, rubber meets the road.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
You're going to back out.
Yes. She says that she's really picky and she never lowers the bar. She wants good looking guys.
They're not 600 good looking guys.
That's what she says there is a standard that they have to meet in the looks department so she can be picky. And the most she slept with in one day, I'll let you do an over-under on that. Biggie, what do you think the most she slept with in one day is?
4.
Chris Dim.
5.
16.
16.
16 is
her high. So she could take a week off.
So she took some time. She had a vacation. She went to vacation in Perth. Okay.
But listen. Anyone that goes on vacation knows it's always busiest leading up to it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you got to work extra
hard. You're always
hard.
Working more leading up to the vacation.
She did 16 to go into the vacation. That's right. Anonymous, you're talking about this woman on OnlyFans in Australia. Go ahead.
My wife does content creation as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most of hers are on, the Tinder app. And, Biggie was right. I mean, you know, you get, the performance anxiety and stuff like that. But, I mean, there's so many that's just you just want me to come over and do XYZ, boom, boom, boom. Yep, that's it.
And then
are you okay wearing a mask? Okay, you know, just body parts showing. Is that all right? Yep, we're good. And, it's just a quick, easy transaction.
Your wife does this?
Yes.
You're okay with it?
Yes.
For the money?
For the money. And then we've been in the, kind of, lifestyle for a little while too,
I see. So I understand.
It kind of led to one thing kind of led to another. It was we're having fun with this. And
I got you. Okay.
Are you titillated now?
100%. I'm totally titillated now.
See, you shouldn't. You want connection. Your Titillation Tuesday is like a romance novel. We're getting into real titillation stuff here, and you're getting uncomfortable.
I'm just naive to it. When he said my wife does this, what? Your wife does this? He's like, that's what we do. Yeah. We're in an open thing. You know, we do that. That's foreign to me.
You're like the guy who's offended when the hooker doesn't like kissing. That's my thing.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good point, Biggie, because Kelly was weaned on movies with hookers with hearts of gold.
That's right.
Yeah.
In the 1980s.
That's right.
Your face just now when he called in.
I couldn't believe it.
Your wife.
I couldn't believe it. I am shocked. I couldn't believe it.
Creation.
I just am shocked.
Did you just go out to the shed when she's there, when she's busy?
Yeah, what do you do? You got to make yourself scarce. Where's she going? She's down.
I made a sandwich.
Yeah.
You guys need anything?
Yeah.
Huh.
I am just, you know, we just, that's not my life.
Yeah, the world, you're not ready for the world.
I'm not ready for that.
But I think he had a great point that Tinder and things, they've made this easier where
definitely.
It does just show up and boom, bang, you're in.
The woman in Australia who gets so many, she makes $3 to $4 million a year, by the way, with her OnlyFans. So, I mean, and she's the most famous one in Australia because she said, I'm going to try to sleep with 600 guys this year. A lot of people say, what do your mom and dad say about this?
That's the Kelly question.
That's my question. She says, my mom tells me almost daily how proud she is of me for living my life authentically and not caring what anyone thinks. And my dad supports me no matter what, without question, whatever I choose to do with my life. So this is what I've chosen to do as a content creator, an OnlyFans creator, and my mom is very proud.
As a parent, Kelly, are you somehow trying to fashion a noose out of your shoelace? As you hear this?
Yes. Yes.
Would your belt support your weight and hang you?
Yes. I'm proud to say my belt would support my weight now. I've gotten to the point where I get, okay. It will.
You could hang yourself with your belt now.
She said the only downside of this whole thing was...
I can't walk for a while.
Right. Well, she's tired a lot. She's tired a lot. And she says a reporter showed up at my parents' door and my dad opened the door. And the reporter said, what do you have to say about your daughter being a sex maniac? And when she read about this, she said, my heart sank. My dad is so proud of what I do. I was just really...
Imagine the lube bill alone at her house.
I'm just saying, don't you think she got... I mean, you're saying she can have sex 4 or 5 times a day, which definitely. I mean, one day was 16. But when you're on guy number 3 or 4 by the evening, aren't you just... You don't want to have sex as a woman.
I'm sure she probably doesn't want to.
Just to force herself to do it.
Just looking at the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she says, I don't always want to do it, but I have to. I have to get this rate up. She's at 400 now. She's got 3 months left to get in 200 more. So she's on pace, right? I have to do the math on it.
Mm-hmm.
But she'll get there, I assume.
And I bet some days that's why she just doubles down on other days. Probably wakes up. She's like, I can't do that today. I'll do 4 tomorrow.
Yeah, she says some days she does 0. And some
I think
days
she'll have to pack it in toward the end. Don't you think? We have 90 days left.
90 days.
Well, a little more than 90.
Well, so she's got to do over 2 guys a day now.
Yeah.
So she is behind.
She's behind.
Right. Mm-hmm. So she needs 200 in 97 days.
And she may have some grand finale on...
She probably will.
...Christmas or something.
New Year's Eve. She'll finish up on New Year's Eve with 10 guys or something, you know.
Happy New Year.